I'm Katie Gilkey with the Farm and Ranch Report. Have you heard the term ag literacy? Colorado State University Assistant Professor of Agricultural Education, Dr. Mike Martin, says it begins with connections and understanding others' values, which is what ag literacy entails.
When it comes to agriculture, whether you're on the left or the right of the issue, it's a value for you. It's something you take deep and personal. So you're not going to come in and get them to change their mind. The real trick in making a connection is to understand the language being spoken. You don't have to necessarily speak that language. It doesn't have to be your language. But when I go into a rural area and they start talking about small farms and tradition and family values, I need to understand what that means. When I go into maybe a more suburban or urban area and the group start talking about food justice and environmentalism, you have to understand what that means. And you have to listen to what's important to them and what makes them tick. Being able to think about that language, understand what it means, and to really then hone in on what's important to them, that's key. It's not that someone who shares the opposite view is bad. They do have an opposite view, but it doesn't mean they're bad. It just means they value different things. And so getting to that point and realizing that when it comes to our food system and when it comes to thinking about feeding our population, it's going to take everybody on board in our food system to do that. There ain't going to be a silver bullet. We're going to need every solution out there that makes sense. And it's going to take everybody on the same team.
That's today's Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Katie Gilkey with Ag Information Network of the West.